From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin. In a few minutes, the defense was in full swing today for the man accused of killing Chris Kyle, whose story inspired the movie American Sniper. That film is up for Best Picture at Sunday night's Academy Awards. We'll get a preview of another Best Picture nominee, Birdman, from our big screen team. First, though, to a landmark day, or make that a landmark couple of hours, for proponents of same-sex marriage in Texas. Two Austin women made history today when a state district judge ordered the Travis County clerk to issue them a marriage license. Later in the afternoon, the state Supreme Court temporarily blocked the ruling, but that happened after Sarah Goodfriend and Suzanne Bryant hustled their rabbi in and officially tied the knot. Here's Goodfriend.
This is just the most blessed day. Suzanne and I have been together over 30 years. We've had, I think, a wonderful, wonderful relationship, and the ability to finally celebrate that, this is just probably the happiest day of my life.
Judge David Wahlberg based his decision on two factors. One was another judge's ruling that the state's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. The second reason, Goodfriend is undergoing treatment for ovarian cancer.
You know, I grew up in Austin, and I feel like we've lived here, we've worked here, we've raised our kids here, we're probably going to die here, and we want to get married in Texas.
We're Texans.
The day was bittersweet for Mark Ferris, a lawyer in Plano. He and his partner are one of two couples challenging the Texas law in federal court. And while he's encouraged that one same-sex couple has been married in Texas, he says this case makes a powerful argument.
Their circumstance demonstrates the need for same-sex couples to be able to marry. And it's for all the reasons that everyone else needs to. They're in love, and sometimes we get sick, and sometimes we die. It gets to the core of who we are as people.
Attorney General Ken Paxton challenged today's ruling, and it's unclear how the subsequent Supreme Court decision will affect the Austin couple's case. Running for office can be a brutal process that leaves more losers than winners on Election Day. Today on Think, Judge Tanya Parker of Dallas County's 116th Judicial District Court told Chris Boyd why campaigning for office, win or lose, is a chance to grow, particularly for young women.
I have a number of colleagues who went down the path that they were not successful, or they were successful but were only able to serve one term. And they talk all the time about the contribution that it made to boosting their profile and helping them from a business standpoint to attract attention to themselves and their practices in a way that they would not have had. But also, you know, when you learn to sell yourself, which for women is the most difficult thing to do, but once you learn that, it's very easy to go sell your product, to sell your service, to, you know, that's easy once you have successfully figured out how you sell yourself. And so when you are able to go through this experience, whether successful or not, you take that away, that ability to stand in front of groups of people and say, this is what I have to bring to the marketplace. It's good for you because it just is helpful in, you know, any variety of things that a person would want to go on to do after that.
Judge Tanya Parker will participate in Saturday's Ignite Texas conference aimed at encouraging girls and young women to seek public office. Think re-airs tonight at 9. The defense is preparing to rest its case in the American Sniper trial. 27-year-old former Marine Eddie Ray Routh of Lancaster will not testify. A forensic psychiatrist testified today that Routh suffers from schizophrenia and was exhibiting signs of psychosis in the weeks before he went to an Erath County gun range with Chris Kyle and his friend Chad Littlefield. Both men were shot dead. Routh confessed to the murders. He's pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Psychiatrist Mitchell Dunn testified that Routh at one time believed two co-workers were cannibals out to hurt him. Prosecutors say Routh knew the difference between right and wrong the day he shot Kyle and Littlefield, then fled. The life of Chris Kyle inspired the Academy Award-nominated film American Sniper. Another heavyweight is Birdman, nominated for 9 Oscars, including Best Picture. In it, Michael Keaton plays a washed-up movie star trying to reestablish his career by producing and starring in a Broadway play. This week, our big screen team talks to a man who once walked the Broadway boards himself to find out how Birdman captures the Great White Way.
I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And I'm Stephen Becker with KERA, and today we're talking to Michael Sarecchia. Michael, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
Now, the list of productions you've been involved with is way too long to list, but I believe you're best known for many, many stage shows around North Texas that you've directed and for being a part of the original Broadway cast of A Chorus Line.
Yes, that has followed me my entire life.
So much of Birdman takes place backstage as the show is being readied for opening night. How do you think it captured that process?
I thought it was pretty accurate. Of course, that whole situation is a heightened human condition. People dealing with emotions, interactions, and ego, lots of ego, of which there was no shortage of in Birdman. And that part was very accurate to me.
It seems like the actual space of the backstage is a character in itself in Birdman. I'm wondering how you felt about how that was explored physically, especially with the camera.
I think that caught the confines of those tiny corridors. I loved all the shots where they'd round a corner and you'd see seemingly forever. And the one time when the little Birdman poster was way at the end, you could barely make it out. It's like your ego is beckoning you to go forward. And those theaters are scary. I mean, they're riddled and dripping with history. And oh my God, when I think of the things that happened backstage at Broadway shows, I can't even say.
Michael Keaton's character is convinced that this play is his ticket back to relevance. Let's listen to a conversation he has with his daughter, who's played by Emma Stone.
This is my chance to finally do some work that actually means something.
It means something to who? You had a career, Dad, before the third comic book movie, before people started to forget who was inside that bird costume. You were doing a play based on a book that was written 60 years ago for 1,000 rich old white people whose only real concern is going to be where they go to have their cake and coffee when it's over.
What do you think about that idea that real street cred in the acting world comes from the stage?
Well, I'm the wrong one to ask. Of course, I think that's where it comes from. That has funded my entire life. Film is a director's medium. It's all in the hands of the director and the editor. But on the stage, the curtain goes up, the curtain comes down. Everything in the middle is the actor.
How did you feel about the magical realist elements that sort of brought in these more filmic elements, not just filmic elements, but, you know, kind of take us out of the realm of reality?
I bought into it 100%. And that's my ego talking. When you're doing a Broadway show, you are at the top of your game. Forget about what it took to get you there. At that moment, everything is so important. Everything is about you. Everything is out of proportion. It's not natural.
You mentioned that it does become all-consuming, particularly in the maybe days and moments leading up to the show opening. What's that like, having the show totally take up your mental capacity?
Well, it's what you strive for. And then when you get there, I loved the moment where Michael Keaton was laid out on top of the dressing table, and his ex-wife comes in and says, "Oh, you're so calm." "Yeah, I'm calm." By that time, the game has changed. But getting to that moment, of course, in his case, it wasn't a very good calm. Mercifully, in all of my case, it had been a good calm. Mm. And you feel you could finally breathe. But getting there, it's crazy.
Michael Sarecchia, thanks so much for being here today.
It was my pleasure. Hope to see you at the theater this summer.
Thank you, Michael.
That was our big screen team, Stephen Becker and Chris Wagner. And this week, they talked to Chris Boyd about the Oscars on Think Today. And you can listen to that conversation tonight at 10 or find the podcast at kera.org/think. Tomorrow, a slight chance of rain, a high of 68. Saturday, it'll be windy. Again, a slight chance of showers and 72. But watch out, Sunday, a cold front, highs only in the upper 40s. 58 degrees in Dallas, 61 in Fort Worth, 56 in Denton. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin.